Hachette Audio presents Meditation is Not What You Think, written and read by Jon Kabat-Zinn.
Foreword. What is meditation anyway? It's not uncommon for people to think they know what meditation is, especially since it's so much in the common parlance now, and images and passing references to it, as well as podcasts and online summits of the subject abound. But actually, and quite understandably, most of us still may be harboring fairly narrow or incomplete perspectives on what meditation is and what it might do for us. It's all too easy to fall into certain stereotypes, such as that meditation is limited to sitting on the floor while effectively banishing all thoughts from one's mind, or that it must be practiced for long periods of time and often for it to have any positive effect, or that it's inextricably linked to adopting a specific belief system or spiritual framework from an ancient tradition. People may also think that it has almost magical benefits for our bodies, our minds, and our souls. None of this is really the case, although there are elements of truth in all of it. The reality is much more interesting. So, what is meditation, really? And why might it make a lot of sense to at least experiment with bringing it into your life? This is exactly the subject of this book. Meditation is Not What You Think was originally published in 2005 as part of a larger book entitled Coming to Our Senses, Healing Ourselves and the World Through Mindfulness. Since its initial publication, mindfulness has improbably gone mainstream in a big way. Millions of people around the world have taken up a formal mindfulness meditation practice as part of their everyday lives. To my mind, this is a very positive and promising development, one that I had hoped for and have tried to help catalyze over the years, along with many other people, in spite of the fact that along with this entering into the mainstream, there inevitably comes some degree of hype, commercial exploitation, opportunism, and frankly, people claiming to teach it who have little or no background or training in it. Still, even the hype can be seen as a sign of success, although hopefully one that will be relatively short-lived and contained, as the significant healing and transformative power of mindfulness as a practice and as a way of being in relationship with our lived experience becomes more widely understood and adopted. While meditation is not all about sitting still on the floor or in a chair, taking your seat both literally and metaphorically is an important element of mindfulness. We could say that in essence,
sample complete. Ready to continue?